All right.
Wait a minute. Well, not yet.
Watch your language, John.
Hold on. Just take it easy. Hold your horses until the guitar gets started here. Where is the stupid? Here we go.
Recording in progress.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Good day, everyone. How are you? I don't know what time or day or night you're listening to us, but we appreciate you listening to us. Brought to you by EnlightenRadio.org. This is Michael Cucurini, the host of the Comedy and Sports Attack here at EnlightenRadio.org with our original dusty-footed philosopher. And if it was all things EnlightenRadio.org, really, basically, if it was not for him, this wouldn't exist. Our Superman of production, Mr. John Case. John,
I have become a ray of light.
I'm glad you've got a ray of light, because I don't have any on the football field, let me tell you. Shepherd got their ass kicked, and so did Washington. Both teams just got trounced. I'm not saying Shepherd could have done some things to be a little bit more competitive in that game. I'm sure the coach wishes he could have, but good coach. It was a tough day. It was a tough day all the way around. Sam Howell had his worst day, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, throwing four picks, and they fumbled the ball twice. So that's six turnovers. You can't win anything in the NFL, or for that matter, the NCAA, if you're going to turn the ball over that much. You just can't do it. So,
A guy from the stands has his hands up out here. Why do you say that? What's the number of turnovers that kills your chances to win? And what is it that would cause something like that to happen if it's abnormal? You know, how would that happen?
It's ball release. I mean, on one play, Sam looked like he was going to create. He was trying to create a play with his feet. He was running outside the pocket, and he tried to throw the ball up in the air, not realizing what a vertical leap that linebacker in front of him had, and that linebacker went up, tapped the ball, and intercepted it. Sometimes that shit happens, man. You think you're going to hit the guy that's behind the other guy, and for some reason that guy all of a sudden has got spring in his step and can get to the ball. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes the ball goes right over the linebacker, right into the guy's hand the way you intended it. The guy turns around, there's nothing but pay dirt. There's nobody around, so it ends up being a 40, 50-yard play. So you just – it's such a small – it seems – it is large. You cannot turn the ball over. The more this goes, the more you play, the less you want to turn the ball over. The more that the Commanders play, the more they turn the ball over. He got sacked nine times. That means your offensive line – who you picked. You got rid of three guys that were on the offensive line. Now you got three guys in there who aren't worth shit. And you paid them way too much goddamn money.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The cat is out of the bag. All right, man. All right. So that's why they call this the sports attack, folks. Go ahead.
Hey, man, you guys got to go to Philly and play the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. Good luck with that. Let me tell you, the Eagles aren't messing around, and they will smack you in your mouth. So you need to wake up and realize who you're going against, and you better start running the goddamn football. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Just run the ball. Try to run the ball to give Sam and give him back those short sprint passes. Don't stick him in the pocket. You guys seem like you're going to – I love Eric Bieniemy, okay? Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. He's trying to run this thing with what they gave him. He doesn't have the same parts he had in Kansas City. And that's pretty fucking obvious.
Well, what happened to his parts?
Excuse my language.
What happened to his parts?
Well, some of them are injured, granted, but I tell you, it was a dismal display of play calling, execution, just everything. It's just... Again, it reminded me of, like, you should have a Coach McKay press conference from back in the day and just have, hey, how do you feel about your team's execution? I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm still waiting for it. Still waiting for it, but I'm all for it.
I mean, we didn't. Washington didn't block anybody, but they made up for it by not tackling anybody. So that was that was not good. That was not good at all. Shepard's game was a little bit closer, but let's face it, Kutztown just had the Shepard doesn't have the horses this year. They don't have the talent this year, I don't think. I'm hoping that Shepard kind of digs their way out of this a little bit. I don't know that they're a playoff team. I'm kind of seriously doubting that this is going to be a down year for Shepard, I think, after watching what I saw.
Oh, boy.
I don't, you know, and I'm trying to be realistic about it. I mean, it's college football. Anything can happen.
Yeah,
people get injured. You know, some key players get injured all the time from different teams. So you never know.
The quarterback.
You got to field the best team you can. And you know, again, football, whether novices understand this or not, will always be won up front. It'll always be won on the defensive and offensive side of the line. Whoever can win that battle generally wins the game. For the most part. So, and in baseball, it's just been a rough year for the Washington Nationals, but I was very happy to see Mr. Rutledge, our young pitcher, get pulled up, called up, got his call up. And this is his second start, and he won. He won his first game. And he won his first game as a major league pitcher against the Braves, which was kind of nice. We split the doubleheader. We beat the Braves in the afternoon. They beat us in the evening. But we have to go play the Orioles. You know, look, this has been a cluster F from the beginning with regards to the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, Peter Angelos' association with them, the owner of the Baltimore Orioles and the Learners who currently own the Washington Nationals. That's been a real tough battle. I mean, Peter Angelos had absolutely no interest in anyone in Washington bringing in a baseball team. None. Yeah. Because you know, it takes ratings away from the Orioles. And I love the Orioles, and I love the team, but I really got a problem with that ownership trying to sabotage everything the Learners have done. You know, they've gone to court 6 or 7 different freaking times. There's a decision for them to pay out $100 million. I don't even know if they've even gotten half of that to the Nats yet. The Nats can't do anything to shore up their farm system and pay these players big money. You can't offer a big contract if you don't know how much fucking money you have as a team.
No.
That's got to be concise, decided, and over with. Now, I don't know. I know that the Capitals and the Wizards will be appearing on something called the Monumental Sports Network, which I believe is going to be owned and operated by Ted Leonsis.
Right.
I think that's his. Now I'm not certain how much that's going to cost. If you want to get streaming for, I know hockey's coming up, but I didn't get a chance to watch the first. They had their first preseason game, but the live games are coming up pretty soon, and I want to be able to watch some of the Caps games. My wife thinks I'm insane because she's. She's not a – well, I mean, she's probably right, but it's okay. But she's not the only one who thinks I'm insane. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that may
There's a crowd.
That guy's freaking nuts. And that's fine. That's okay. I've accepted that. That's
I've accepted
that. But I love watching hockey. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I just really started to fall madly in love with the sport about 4 or 5 years ago. So – If I was a kid, I'd go out and try to play it right now. Yeah, I'd go out and try to find a place to practice and play. So, you know, I just think it's hard to do what they do at the level they do it at with the speed they do it at. It's really
looks like you got to be in tremendous shape. Remember that old remember that old Paul Newman movie about ice hockey? It was a comedy kind of. It had a bunch of three or four crazy players on the team that were turned it into a brawl each time,
I think we're talking about Slapshot.
Slapshot. Yeah, right. Yeah. That was
with the two twins or triplets.
The triplets
who beat the shit out of each other and everyone else.
Right.
Hey, man, up north, there's leagues like that all over the place, man.
I'll bet.
People are, it's funny. It's a tough sport. It really is. And I'm not downgrading what football is. Football is still, no matter how much the movement is to protect certain players, I understand that they wanted to speed the game up. They wanted certain players. They wanted to protect the quarterbacks. I get all that, but boy, oh boy, do you still get the shit beat out of you when you watch. You can watch that game, any game, and even practice from the sidelines. It still, to me, sounds like car accidents.
Yeah, no, it does. I think right near the 50-yard line once. You know, I went with a guy that I worked with when we went to see the Ravens,
Baltimore Ravens.
And we were right there on the, not up in the stadium where you have to have field glasses to figure out anything that's going on, right? You know, but. No, it gets, and you're right, man. It was, the noise was unbelievable.
It is.
Especially on your side of the field.
These are large men. Men, very fast, that are very strong, that are just smashing into each other every play. And there's a certain kind of technique that they don't really even preach anymore, because now the tackles and the guards can get somebody in close, and you can use your hands and grab them, but you can't let it flare out. They see your arm flare out and you still got jersey in your hand, you're going to get called for holding. If you've got them up here and you're controlling their body and they're not moving and you're not moving, but you're stoning them here, that's not going to get called. It's just not. And back in the day when I played, referees called that shit all the time.
Really?
If you had an open hand on somebody,
I remember that.
You're
getting
a flag.
I mean, I played football for about 3 weeks when I was in middle school once. You know, I was too skinny.
That long?
I can catch.
I can't believe you stuck with it for 3 weeks. I can't.
Well, no, I did. I could catch.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
I could catch, and I was tall, but I mean, I just wasn't, I didn't have any weight on me, you know, really, and I wasn't that fast.
Well, they call a guy like you light in the ass. You get pushed around
a lot.
Well,
yeah, you know, and so...
Yeah,
anyway,
I could catch.
Anyway, so
hey man, there's every time you think you're a big badass on that field, you're gonna run into a bigger badass. Gonna knock the shit out of you. You can go out there and think you're Bull of the Woods, but eventually, Bull, you're gonna get hit. You're gonna get hit hard, and it's gonna hurt. Trust me.
Well, and it's also true that over the years, I think with all the fitness,
oh God, yeah.
Happened, you know, people get bigger and stronger, and you know, like I remember.
Well, but they're also in better shape, and one thing that people are talking about now, and you're right, they're bigger and stronger. The one thing they're talking about now is flexibility. They had Tua Tagovailoa, who plays starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. They're beating the shit out of everyone. Into this, they look like the most complete team in the NFL. They really do. I thought the Cowboys were until the Cowboys didn't show up in Arizona. The Cowboys have history doing this shit. They play really well two games in a row. They get to the third game, read their press, and go, we're going to beat these guys. And Arizona rose up and beat their ass.
Oh.
So, who knows? I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, to get back to my original point, going into... last year, my wife and I were watching one of his games, and he was tackled really hard and pulled backwards, so he slammed his head and got another concussion. I think it was the second one, and his fingers curled, and he started to shake. I was like, I think he's dead. I was watching the game going, I swear to God, he's having a spasm because they just killed his brain. Holy so they shit. Took him to the hospital. He spent some time. So this is what he did in the off season. He learned jiu-jitsu. And the reason why he trained in jiu-jitsu was flexibility. Now when you see him get sacked or threatened to be sacked, he goes down very softly and very quickly. He's smart about it. He doesn't get his head rattled and he doesn't get his head hit.
Right.
So plus it helps that I think he has maybe one or two sacks this year in the first three games. So they haven't been able to really get to him, and their offensive line's a lot better this year. So,
Well, that helps.
Well, it's a great story to see him come back the way he has. You still got the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not going anywhere. They're still there. They're still beating the shit out of people.
Tell me if I'm wrong, because I remember back in it must have been the 60s, okay, and I was following the Cleveland Browns, you know, because Jimmy Brown was like a phenomenon. And I remember one of the defenders who I think was a guy named Sam Huff. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, he was a linebacker for the Giants and then for Washington.
Okay, I remember him.
He was also an announcer on the AM station that broadcast the old Redskins games.
Oh, was he?
It was Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
Oh, Sonny Jurgensen?
Yeah, Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff, and Frank Herzog were the original three that you would listen to. My dad would turn the sound down on the TV and turn up Sonny, Sam, and Frank, and we'd listen to them call the game.
Yeah, yep. Right. Well, anyway, so I remember Sam Huff, you know, saying, and he must, it was right one of the games me and my dad went to, you know, anyway, that the thing that was extraordinary about Jimmy Brown at the time was is that the first time somebody that weighed over 225 pounds as a back, you know, was out there. They usually had lighter weight, faster guys, right? You know, and
everything changes eventually in this game too. I mean, Jimmy was 250, between 255, 260, and ran over people.
Yeah,
you know, he basically was at that time. He was the size of some of the linemen,
right?
You know, because even Sam Huff was what, 220, maybe 218, 220 pounds. You know, Chris Hamburger that played for Pittsburgh was 218 pounds. Jack Lambert, 230 pounds. Right. Now you've got linebackers. Well, now it's going a different way because now they're bringing in linebackers that are like the size of safeties, but muscular-wise, they have like 0.8 ounces of body fat.
Right.
And that's it. You know, it's just one muscle at you.
All machinery.
They want their linebackers fast, strong, able to close, they want you to be able to stick your nose in the hole, knock the shit out of somebody, or go outside and intercept a pass. You have to be so much as a linebacker in today's NFL. The linemen look like power forwards in the NBA.
Yeah.
The defensive linemen now, there's a few of them that are still beasts. There's a few of them. There's one that's, I think, 425 pounds and 6'9".
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's not even a starter. They're like, well, we put him in. He's just got to get his wind up. He's just got to get back in football shape. So they say, well, what's his ideal weight? It's an ideal. Ideally, I'd like him to lose some weight.
Oh, boy. Man,
but,
you know,
sometimes there's guys that take that shit really seriously, man. There was one guy, he's a running back in division, like the small college, like JUCO, way down there.
Right.
And he came into college fat and out of shape, and they cut him. So he had to go to a JUCO. He had to go to a junior college. And that's when he started to take it very seriously. He got all the way up to he was a running back. He was 231 pounds. He got all the way up to 304.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was his fault. So and he took the responsibility, and he went out and lost all the weight. He's back down to 232 pounds. He looks fantastic. I guarantee you, he's a JUCO, but he's not going to be there long. He'll some team that's at the FBS level, like Alabama or Georgia or Tennessee or Notre Dame, or somebody's going to pick this kid up. I can tell you that right now.
Interesting. Somebody. Yeah. Right.
So now I can't remember his name. That's going to.
Well,
gonna
I mean, it's just these days. I mean, you know, if you're into fitness,
I watch these documentaries, John. I watch these documentaries, and the documentary is called Last Chance U. And it has like three different teams. It takes a team from the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Midwest. And it shows you what happens to a player, say a quarterback, for instance, that signs with that goes to and signs with Florida State, and they do something stupid like they're busted for marijuana use. They're gone. Boom. Bye. No scholarship, nothing. And then they end up in JUCO, right, and they have to work their way. They have to put stuff on film that they look good, that they look really good. They're healthy. They're ready to play. And the only way you do that, and you got to get your grades up. And a lot of these guys, God bless them, come from terrible home lives, man. I mean, their lives are treacherous at home. I'm talking about, and it's not just in Independence, Kansas. It's not just in Eastern Mississippi or Northern California. It's all over the country.
Yeah.
I mean, we really, really have done a grave disservice to our – we don't spend jack squat on education, okay? We don't. And that's our dirty little secret, and it sucks. It's terrible. A better educated player, I don't give a shit what anybody tells you, is a better player.
Well, you know, we had a strike at SUNY at Buffalo over this issue, sparked by this issue, because they wouldn't let the basketball players on scholarship, who were all black at the time, almost all. And they, no matter what, they couldn't change their major from athletics. They weren't allowed.
Well, they had
even if they had the money to pay for the tuition themselves.
At the same level, at these colleges in Kansas, they said, "Okay, we're not gonna. You can only have 10 out of state players." And they did that a long time ago, so they generally kept – look, let's be honest. Kansas is a very white state, all right?
Yes,
I don't know a lot of brothers and sisters going, damn, I can't wait to get to Kansas. No.
Some in Wichita. So a little different.
What they did was all the schools voted to say, do you want out-of-state players? And they said, yes, we want unlimited. So now they're recruiting like crazy to bring in these ball players that are second chance ball players. I mean, he's essentially this one coach. I think he had 27 kids from Division I schools. There's a Michigan running back that got in trouble. Two quarterbacks from Florida State. One of the defensive linemen played for Penn State for a year and a half. You know, so it's not as if these, and you have that plus the transfer portal. And the transfer portal is just going to keep being more and more active.
Now
you've
that's
got guys that
That's transfer portal is what?
Portal.
Yeah. Explain that.
Yeah, you've got at the end of the year, if a guy doesn't feel like he's being used, say he's not starting, he's a really good quarterback. Even the coaches say, yeah, we really like him. It's a shame if we have to lose him. Say he's the second string quarterback. He goes into the portal and becomes the first string quarterback. Say he could win the Heisman Trophy.
Sure.
You know, you just don't know.
Gotcha. You mean, but the portal means he's going to change schools or change teams?
Right, exactly. Like the kid.
Oh, okay.
There's a kid that's 25 years old that's the quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He's 25. Almost 26. He's married and has a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
He's already played for the NC State. He played for NC State for 3 years. He's like their leading passer, but he still had more eligibility left.
So he said
he went in the transfer portal, and Notre Dame happened to be looking for a quarterback, so they got him.
But this will be his last year, right? I mean,
without a doubt. He almost went – he was deciding whether he was going to play one more year and use that eligibility or he was just going to go walk on or get into the draft. They had him selected in, like, the second round.
So what happened?
Which is reasonable income where you go in as a backup. You know, he could have probably – he may have beaten somebody like Bajan out.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, Bajan could have beat him out. I mean, Bajan's right. just could that be. Good. Now, I do know this. Oddly enough, Chicago, because of what's happening with their starting quarterback and the fact that they're 0-3, there are people with T-shirts that have Tyson Bajan's face on it, and it says, the real starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
No, that's cute.
But they did sign. They signed that backup. And I don't know if that's to back up Bajan, because be surprised, people, if we get to a point in the game this week coming up for the Chicago Bears and the coach goes, Bajan, get your ass in the game.
There you go.
Don't be surprised. It's happened before, and it will probably happen here.
Well, I hope so.
Because they are not happy with Justin Fields, and he's not happy with them. He said specifically, they're not letting me play the game I want to play. Okay, right. Sit your ass down and get somebody in there that plays the game we want to play.
Who's running the team anyway? Yeah, right.
That should be interesting. And I'm cautiously optimistic about the Nationals next year. By the way, I am because
cautious. I mean, is it even money?
Our minors are just filled to the brim. We've done quite well. We did. I give Mike Rizzo a lot of credit for doing quite well in that Juan Soto trade. I mean, people don't understand just how valuable that is.
All right.
You got James Wood. You got Mr. Dylan Cruz. You got Rutledge. You got a few other people that are just. Well, Cruz set us up to be able to. He was drafted second this year. He was drafted second.
Pick. No relation to the actor James Wood, who's a Trumper.
No, I don't think so. Terry Crews. I don't know. Call us, Terry. Give us a ring, buddy. We love you. That peck dance you do, man. That's so cool. I can't do that.
All right.
It's like my shoulders are dancing.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. Good ball players are coming into the system. I just don't know. I think everybody's a little bit concerned about the management situation, the ownership situation. Right. So there's a lot of negativity that's been floating around for the Nats because of the situation that, we got ourselves in with Steven Strasburg paying out his salary because he had to retire early. Unfortunately, he's physically unable to continue to play. I want to say something very, very heartfelt and honest. Sean Doolittle, you are a good man, and thank you. Thank you. I hope that someone in the area on Masson knows how talented you are on the microphone and how much baseball knowledge you have, because if Masson lets you get away, you're going to go somewhere and do broadcasting, and you're going to be great. You are a terrific pitcher. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have made it to the World Series. So thank you, Sean, and good luck in your next endeavors, buddy. I had to say that, man.
That was good. That was good.
He was so much fun. When they won the World Very Series, he whipped out his lightsaber.
Yes, right. I was trying my own lightsaber last night, and I can't seem to draw upon the force in the quite same way.
Are you sure it's yours, John? That's the thing. Does it come out and go like this? Does it do that?
Yeah, it's more of a sputtering noise, you know, sort of.
Yeah, kind of a. doesn't really do that. It just does a.
I think you got
that's
it.
What mine doesn't even make any right. noise. It just,
you know, well,
I swear that's the Force laughing at us both.
The humiliations of old sabers.
Look at these two old idiots. Look at them. Look at these morons trying to do some kind of ridiculous podcast. Watch this.
Right.
So there we are in the we're in the throes of football season now, but as I said, hockey's right. going to start soon, so that'll right. give everyone in Washington something to look forward to. Hopefully the Commanders will bounce back from this big loss. The Bills are a very, very good football team. They really are. I mean, it's you can clearly see that they continue to step up. Josh Allen, their quarterback, is almost impossible to tackle. He's a very large man, and wow. he moves very fast. He's kind of like if you took the speed of Patrick Mahomes and the agility and put it into Ben Roethlisberger because of the size. I mean, Josh is gigantic. He's 6'5", you know, almost 260. That's a big dude, man, and he can move like a gazelle, man. It's just when he decides to, like, bring the ball down and run with it, forget it. Because, I mean, I saw, like, two guys from Washington hit him and bounce off.
I'm hit like, him and bounce off.
Oh, that hurt. They were like, ugh! And they tackled him, but then they got up and they were like, oh my shoulder. What did I hit? Like I hit a piece of iron. Oh, my God. Right.
I know.
So, you know, the Bills just are so much more talented than the Commanders right now. And do I know whether or not Sam Howell is a starting quarterback in the NFL? Well, right now he is. He didn't play like one. Sunday he got his ass kicked. Is that just his fault? I got to say at least two of the sacks are on him. When you go back to pass and you can see with your own eyes that the pocket is collapsing, get the fuck out of there! It's not that hard!
Or just go down on your knees.
Turn and run the other way! Get out of there!
Genuflect. Come on.
Don't always try to pass the ball. Tuck it and run it. If you get tackled for a loss, so what? You still have possession. Good Lord.
That's right. Well,
I know there's going to be a lot of tape. There's going to be a lot of film where the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator is going to have the clicker. The OC, the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback's coach is going to be sitting in the film room together. Sam Howell will probably be sitting about 3 feet over there. And the OC is going to be clicking and going, is this really what we wanted to do on this play, Sam? Is this?
You know, I think I recommend that Sam have a couple of gummies tonight and, you know, recenter, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then start again tomorrow.
Or, you know, they could just take that piece of film and go, all right. You know, Ron Rivera could go, throw that the whole thing away. I don't want to see it. Burn it!
It was wrong from the beginning.
Burn that video. Burn it!
All the mistakes that followed, the first one were, you know, unavoidable. You got the first one, so just dump the whole thing.
they're gonna come back and play good football at certain times. Certain times they're not. It's gonna be an up and down year. I think everybody kind of knew that. It's the first two games were a lot of fun to watch them win, especially the comeback in Denver against a pretty reasonable. Oh, that's another thing. God, Denver.
Hey, when was speaking about
Denver?
And down
just
years.
Got crushed. Crushed, yeah. I tell you.
Oh, speaking of up and down years, what was the last year that was like flatlining that you remember?
Are you talking about Washington?
Yeah, I'm just talking about anything, man.
What do you mean flatlining? What are you talking about?
Well, when people say it was an up and down year, whether they're talking about sports or their personal lives or their local church or their politics or God help, you know, the storms in the ocean. Mm-hmm. What's happening? Passing satellites, et cetera. I don't know.
Or, you know, if they ride roller coasters a lot because That literally is an up and down
sensation. Yes.
Well,
it's not just a sensation.
This show would not be complete without a really horrible dad joke. So I had to throw one out there, John. You had it.
Okay.
Dad joke. Just had to force it on everyone out there. All right. I think that might be it today.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have you had enough?
I could go on forever, but I could. Let me stop the tape here.
Let me stop the tape.
You know, hey, everybody.
You cannot go on forever, sir.
Don't forget to listen to player.enlightenradio.org. We're blasting all the time. Take care. Bye bye.